Hello, people. Yes, I'm still on my soapbox. Yeah. I mean, what's it to you, eh? But another government ad that really is annoying is they want you to plant more trees. They say, tired of losing your possessions in 2 feet of floodwater? Plant more trees. I don't know who they're talking to, maybe me or whatever, but why don't the government plant more trees? They should have a program to plant more trees. So what do they want the average person to do? Go to their local garden center, buy a small tree, take it out somewhere and plant it. Is that what they want? And anyway, the council in my local area cuts down more trees than anybody else. But really, let's be honest. If anybody's ever flown over the UK, you could count the trees on your hand and feet, can't you? It's mostly all fields. No, the forests and trees that make a difference would be in the Amazon, America, Canada, even Russia. Those vast spaces of forest do make a difference. But in the town I'm in, or the city as such, any tree that's in the street that's making the pavement lift up or the road because of its roots is cut down. Like I say, if you take a fly over England and take a look down, it's a bit late to plant more trees. And if an area does have some trees on it, and there's a housing project going to go there, they get all cut down, because the government gets kickbacks from it. There's a place close by me where there's a few trees. It's called a park. But they're not very great big trees, they're a bit wispy as well. Maybe they expect me to plant more trees there, and I bet if I did, I would be charged with something. Because everywhere you go in the UK, there's rules and regulations. There's nothing really wild here, except if you go to Scotland and maybe some places in Wales. I don't know why they just don't concrete the whole of England and be done with it. But once again, it's the government virtual signalling. What they should do is have a complete program to plant more trees and hire a workforce to do it. The ad even says, do you enjoy a romantic walk in the woods? What, by yourself? Because it'd be the last place I want to be with a femme on. It almost makes as if it's our fault to make you feel guilty to plant a tree somewhere. And yet it's the council and the government that actually removed most of the trees. But let's not forget the hurricane that wasn't supposed to be a hurricane, I believe in the 1980s or something, in the UK, where lots of trees were lost. And they were supposed to be all replaced with more. But it never happened. I do miss a walk in a real forest, like in Canada. But here in the UK, they're not really called forests. They're not big enough. They're called woods. You know, God, I hope I get in a better mood by tonight. Yeah, Peroni should help. We'll have to wait and see. Take it easy, fellas.